here and at home. I hope you had a great time celebrating the 4th of July yesterday. So usually when we celebrate the 4th of July, we grill out. Maybe you go swimming. Maybe you get together with friends and family. We watch fireworks and we have a big celebration as we celebrate the country's birthday. Now, yesterday you may have celebrated a little bit differently, but I still heard a bunch of fireworks, so I'm pretty sure that everybody saw some fireworks. And as we celebrate the country's birthday, we remember all of the men and women who have worked hard over the last 244 years so that we could be free, they created our country, and they made it who we are today. So when we celebrate our country's birthday, we remember all of the people over the last almost 250 years who have worked hard to make it what it is today. And when we celebrate for that one day, but then our celebrations go back to normal. After all, you would make your neighbors really angry at you if you set off fireworks every single day to celebrate. And you don't get to celebrate your birthday every day either. But there is something that we can and should celebrate every day. Every day we should be celebrating what God is doing. Today, when we gather for worship, we celebrate and remember all the things that God has done, and we celebrate what God is continuing to do. And each and every day in our lives, God is continuing to work. And so we should celebrate those things. We celebrate the freedom that we have in Christ, that God has forgiven our sins and promises to love us no matter what. We celebrate all the things that God has done in our lives, the way that God has helped us get through difficult times, and we celebrate all of the things that God is continuing to do. So today and every day, I hope that you will continue to celebrate. Not celebrate our country's birthday, but celebrate that God is there for you, that God will always be there for you, and celebrate all the ways that God is working. If you ask God to open your eyes to all the ways that He is working, He promises to help you pay attention. So let's pray and ask God to help us pay attention to all the ways that He is working. Loving God, thank you so much for all that you have done for us. Thank you for forgiving our sins and for always loving us. Help us to see all the ways that you are working in our world. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.